Foxtrot 4 Lima Victor in Belton, South Carolina. Testing, testing.
TY, you are coming in loud and clear.
Appreciate it very much. Just put a 2-meter antenna up on the roof and wondered if I'm full quieting. Your signal is full quieting down here in Belton. The name is Mark here, and I wonder what your name and QTH are. AF4LB, over.
KI4DTY, I'm located in Taylors, South Carolina. This is Daniel here, and you're coming in clear. There's a little bit of scratch, but you're still very, very readable.
Well, and I'm also getting a little bit of scratchiness at my end, too, and I'm assuming it's probably my antenna. It's not a J-pole. It's just a mag mount with a little ground plane underneath it, and it's probably 15 feet or so off the ground, so not very high up, but it's a 5/8 wave, designed for the top of a car, actually. So anyway, thanks for the report, Daniel. Appreciate it. So I'll probably leave the antenna up there. I was hoping that I might improve my ability to get out to the repeater for when I check into the net at night. Thanks very much. 73, have a great day. KI4DCY, AF4LV.
Yeah, you'll definitely make it tonight for the check-in. So, 73s, have a great one. DTY, KO4HKX. Hey, sorry about that. There's another distributor on call there earlier. You helped me with my question, and I get it. You are working, so no apologies necessary. Errands. I was trying to take care of this. Like I said, I got my brakes taken care of yesterday on my truck, and I thought maybe tomorrow, if I have a few minutes tomorrow night, I may go ahead and try to change the spark plugs in that minivan of mine. I figure it couldn't hurt, at least. You know what I mean?
Hurt. But hopefully everything goes good for you and no problems there.
I've never changed the plugs on this, so I'm hoping they come out nice and easy.
Probably come out nice and easy, but sometimes when you're working on those minivans like that to get to those back plugs, you got to have extra elbow.
As I used to, most of that stuff went left the house when I moved. But yeah, I have to see what I have before I actually start the project. But yeah, I also called Gary today because my brother's wanting to take his technician test. But all the Saturdays that they're giving the test is all the Saturdays that we're working.
So that's the way it goes. But you may still be able to take it online at hamstudy.org.
Look at that. But yeah, I was just calling Gary to see what options we had and, you know, if there's some other places that he would recommend.
I took my technician's test. I took it online. You just got to turn the camera on your computer so they can see what you're doing.
How expensive was that?
Where you took it, who was offering it, it was a little different at each place, but none of it was expensive, but they have instituted that new fee for it, so I'm not exactly sure on that. You'll just have to look.
How much did it cost you to take the test online? I know it's probably changed some, but give me an idea.
Mine I took was like $15.
I did not even think about him taking it online through Hamstudy. I'm pretty sure he's downloaded. That's where he's been taking his practice exams anyway. So I have to tell him about that. But, yeah, I just talked to Gary a little bit just to ask him what he thought and locations. He was telling me there's a place in Spartanburg, but I would need to call and actually verify. But we'll see. But that'd be cool if I could get my brother online.
Well, good luck to him. now I am, what is it, 253, heading back over toward Greer, coming from Berea and Easley area.
Well, I'm over here at the bank. I got to make a deposit real quick so I can afford this gas. But anyways, if you're still on, I'll try to hop back on.
Hey, you didn't ask for my account number, so you can put it in mine. 73's Daniel. I should be around for a little bit. KO4HKX.
This is due to withdrawal. But KI4DTY, 73's. I'll talk to you in a few. By KO4HKX.
Hi, HKX. Hey, Daniel.
I'd see the money within the next 24 hours.
That'll be a nice bonus this week.
Be right back.